Vedanta Swami Nitya Namane Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Prachalane Nirvase Chaitanya Vadipasta Tadesha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Vidana Sri Vasati Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Krishna Bhagavatam Canto 7 Chapter 15 Verse 76 Sava ayam brahma mahadimrigya kaivalya nirvana sukhanubhuti kriya suhrid vakalu matalaya admarhani yo vidikrit guru cha Supreme Personality of Godhead,
Supreme Personality of
Va,
Godhead.
Either
yeah.
I am.
Krishna.
Brahma. Supreme Brahman,
Mahadimrigya,
sought by the great saintly persons, Kaivalya Nirvana Sukha, liberation and transcendental bliss, Anubhuti,
realization,
Kriya.
Yeah.
Very dear,
Suhrit,
well-wisher,
Va,
of all of you Pandavas,
Kalu.
Famous.
Matulaya,
son of your maternal uncle,
Atma,
heart and soul,
Arhaniya,
most worshipable person,
Vidikrit,
giving direction. Guru, your spiritual master, Cha,
and
translation, how wonderful it is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Param Brahma Krishna, who is sought by great, great sages for the sake of liberation and transcendental bliss, is acting as your best well-wisher, your friend, your cousin, your heart and soul, your worshipable director and your spiritual master. Purport, Krishna can become the director and spiritual master of anyone who is serious about getting the mercy of Krishna. The Lord sends a spiritual master to train a devotee, and when the devotee is advanced, the Lord acts as the spiritual master within his heart. Tesham satayuktanam bhaktam pratipurvakam dadami buddhi yogatamina maam bhuyanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worshiping with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Krishna does not become the direct spiritual master unless one is fully trained by his representative spiritual master. Therefore, as we have already discussed, the Lord's representative spiritual master should not be considered an ordinary human being. The representative spiritual master never gives any false knowledge to his disciple, but only perfect knowledge. Thus, he is the representative of Krishna. Krishna helps as the guru or spiritual master from within and from without. From without, he helps the devotee as his representative, and from within, he talks personally with the pure devotee and gives him instructions by which he may return home back to Godhead. Translation. How wonderful is it? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Param Brahma, Krishna, who is sought by great, great sages for the sake of liberation and transcendental bliss, acting as your best well-wisher, your friend, your cousin, your heart and soul, your worshipable director, and your spiritual master. So this is great praise for the Pandavas, the previous verse expressed how the Lord would come to the house of the Pandavas and personally be present there, where this is a very rare action for other persons like the sages, etc. So this verse continues in the same vein, saying that the Lord is Brahman. I am Brahman. You are the actual Brahman that is sought by the great saints for getting Kaivalya, Nirvana, Sukha, the bliss of liberation. So you are that Brahman. However, we also know the Brahman that is sought by these sages is impersonal. There's no form, no qualities, etc. And when they realize the happiness of the Brahman, they merge into it. But here, Narada Muni says, you are that Brahman, and that is Krishna, and standing there, are the Krishna is that Brahman who comes to the house of the Pandavas, who has a form, who has qualities. So in other words, these great sages who realize impersonal Brahman are only realizing one aspect of Brahman. And the real Brahman is Krishna who comes to the house of the Pandavas. That's the real Brahman. Yeah? So the sages themselves are searching after this Brahman, and after great struggle, they may attain this shadow of Krishna in the form of impersonal Brahman. Yeah? So here it says, Vimrigya. Vimrigya means they seek it out. They're looking for it. Not necessarily they find it even. So they're looking for that supreme happiness of merging, etc., which they may not even find. But actually, Krishna is the supreme happiness. And he's not impersonal. He is Priya, Suhrit, Matulaya, etc., Guru. So he is the dear friend of the devotees. He's not impersonal. Priya, he can also be the lover, as he is the lover of the gopis. He can be a relative, in the sense he's a cousin of the Pandavas. And of course he can be guru and vidikrit, the giver of rules and regulations. So in other words, one can act as a servant of the Lord, and he can give orders. And he can be the guru, the instructor as well. Of course he can also be guru in the sense of father. So he is the father of all of his children in Dwarka. Each queen had 16,108 queens had 10 sons. So he was the father, Krishna was the father of all of these children in Dwarka. So he can act as the father as well. So he can act as the son as well. So in this way, Krishna has many types of relationships with his devotees. And this is superior to the happiness sought by the great sages, getting this kaivalya or impersonal realization. So therefore, Krishna is called the Param Brahma, the supreme Brahman, who has Nara Akriti, human form. The supreme Brahman is the human form, that is Krishna. So this is the this is a great praise of Krishna as being the supreme realization, much superior to the realization gained by the great sages and getting impersonal realization. So, who realizes this Krishna, who is very rare? It's devotees only, not the yogis, not the gyanis, not the karmis, only the devotees. And the Pandavas are such devotees. Of course, they are nitya siddhas, they're eternally the devotees of Krishna. Others can attain that position of being the friend of Krishna or the relative of Krishna or whatever by practice, by sadhana. available with Krishna. This is a unique feature, and therefore Krishna is called the supreme form, Param Brahma. Because though the Lord has many other forms, like Ramchandra and Narasimhadev and Vamana, Purma, Aksha, etc., it is with the form of Krishna that we get this variegated type of relationship, friend, lover, cousin, etc. Not with the others. So this type of relationship gives rise to greater bliss. And there is great variety in that relationship. What is the relationship with the Lord in Kaivalya? This impersonal liberation, no relationship. We don't see another object. There's only one entity. We realize we exist. That's it. So we don't even realize God as such. That would mean duality. I realize something. We don't realize that in this Brahman realization. We simply realize I exist, finished. And I am part of this Brahman. That's it. But no realization of anything else. So there's no relationship with anything. So in Brahman, there's no relationship with God. There is an identity with God, but no relationship with God. Consequently, the feeling of bliss is less. And when we have a relationship with Supreme Lord, this gives rise to a greater bliss. So the relationship, the blissful relationship is called rasa. That experience of the relationship that we get is called rasa. It cannot arise unless there is two persons, Supreme Lord and devotee. And there are different types of relationships and consequently different types of rasa. So, in the material world also we have that reflection in material relationships. We have different types of material relationships, and in those relationships we try to be happy. Usually if people don't have relationships, what happens? Unhappy. They're considered very lonely persons, yeah? No relationships with anybody, no friends, no relatives, no father, no mother, no children, no wife, nothing. Very, very lonely person. So everybody looks for happiness through a relationship. But, of course, these relationships are all temporary. Nevertheless, they try different relationships. So one relationship is friendship. So in school, people are considered very nice and they got lots of friends. More friends they have, the better it is, so to speak. Yeah? So they look for happiness through friends. So that relationship in the spiritual world is called Sakya Rasa, friendship. Very common relationship is that of taking care of children. So mothers and fathers take care of children. That's a relationship. Why do people get married? So they can have rasa with children. So this is very common. And the attachment to the children is so great that if anything happens to the children, then the parents get very, very upset. So, very, very strong relationship is established there. And if the woman cannot have a child, then she gets sick and disturbed and everything. So, a very, very strong relationship. It's called Vatsalya Rasa. That exists in the spiritual world. With Krishna as a child. So we have Mother Yasoda, Vasudeva, and Devaki, and the elders. They all have that relationship with Krishna, taking care of him as a child. And they get bliss from that. And there is the relationship of husband and wife. Why do people get married? Because they want that type of friendship, that type of relationship, that bliss. That is called Madhurya Rasa or Sringara Rasa. In the material world and also in the spiritual world. So that's the relationship of Krishna with the queens of Dwarka or Krishna with the gopis in Vrindavan. And we have dasya, the servant-master relationship. probably in the material world, this doesn't work too well because generally the masters are simply exploiting the servants and there's no affectionate relationship at all between them. But we do get another type of dasya in the material world, I suppose, we could say, where we have the relationship of the son to the father. So that is an affectionate relationship. It's also a type of dasya. Not the father to the son, that's called vatsalya. There is Nanda and Yashoda relationship with Krishna. Whereas Supreme Lord is the father and you are the son. This is a type of dasya. So we have that in the material world, the children have respect for their parents, etc. Affection for their parents. It's a type of dasya. And even if they're not the mother and father, but the person is a very good master, then the servant has a very loyal relationship with the master. That's another type of relationship. So those four relationships are the primary relationships. If we get a little more distant and there's simply a very, very limited respect for the Supreme Lord, etc., that is called Shanta Rasa, peaceful rasa. No service, but very great respect. So we have relationships in the material world like this, and people try to get happiness from that. In fact, they depend on this happiness. They cannot get happiness from money. They cannot get happiness from house, etc. It's inert. It doesn't respond to you. You can't have a relationship with money or such, or house, or television, or car. They're inert, no consciousness, no response. So people try, of course, but then so they have wealthy people, people getting money, etc., and they're trying to be happy. But generally, they don't become happy. The only happiness they get is from the relationships. And if those relationships end up disastrous, then they're completely miserable, in spite of all the money and the possessions and whatever. So even in the material world, the rasa or the happiness is dependent on relationships. But it's always imperfect, temporary, subject to imperfection. So the perfection of that is in the spiritual world, where we have these different types of relationships, which are manifested fully with Krishna, and only limitedly with the other forms of the Lord. With Brahma, most people are servants, dasya, like Hanuman. Not many people have parental relationships except with mother and father. No one has the Madhurya Rasa except Sita. Friendship is brothers, three brothers, that's it. Everyone else, dasya relationship, servant relationship. What to speak of Vishnu, all dasya also. Everyone is a servant of Vishnu. So, Krishna has variegated relationships. So Narada Muni is praising the Pandavas. They're very fortunate because they have this relationship with Krishna. What is their relationship? It is prominently friendship, sakya. In a relationship, a blood relationship, they're cousins, so to speak. Related to the mothers. So, they are in a very friendly relationship, which means equal. They don't see Krishna as great authority or human superior. So this gives rise to great intimacy in the relationship. And this is praised by Narada Muni. The Supreme Lord comes to your house and he stays in your house. We do not see this with Vishnu. He does not come to the devotee's house and stay there. But Krishna comes to the Pandavas and stays there. And then they tell him to stay a little longer. He stays a little longer. So he may stay for several months at the house of the Pandavas. And then he'll go back to his place in Dwarka. So, very, very affectionate towards his devotees like this. And they act as equals, as friends. So such relationships are available with Krishna. And rare, only for the devotees of Krishna. If they worship Krishna exclusively, and the develop a relationship, then they attain that relationship in the spiritual realm. So this is a very fortunate position to be in. The consequence of this, the result of this, is greater bliss. The more intimate the relationship, the greater the bliss. So therefore, Krishna himself, because he has these intimate relationships with his devotees, is considered superior to the other forms of the Lord. Because the bliss is greater. The realization of Krishna and his bliss is greater. The bliss of the devotees is greater. Therefore, Krishna is here glorified as the actual Brahma, the supreme form of Brahma, who is rarely attained by the yogis or the sages, etc. So this is a praise of Krishna's particular wonderful qualities of intimacy with his devotees. Well, in the material world, usually we see this material relationships, which are temporary, they don't change so much. Of course, people get divorced in the material world and such things, and they get new friends or whatever like that. But if we were to consider an ideal relationship, no, it wouldn't change. So they would stay married for their whole life or whatever, or they have their friends throughout life or whatever, and they don't reject their friends. That's real friendship or whatever. Or the master with the servant, they stay for life like that. So the eternal relationships are favored. Sometimes there's mixtures of relationships in the spiritual world, as in the material world. For instance, the Pandavas are friendship. But Yudhisthira is a little elder, so he has a little bit of a vasalya relationship with Krishna. Whereas Arjuna is actually equal age, so they have equal relationship only. And Nakula and Sahadeva are inferior, so they have a lesser dasya type of relationship also mixed with their sakya. So there's variations on the relationship, mixtures sometimes. Some mixtures are improbable, they cannot take place. So Madhurya Rasa and Vatsalya Rasa cannot mix. You cannot be a parent and a lover at the same time. Some are contradictory rasas. Some are agreeable, so there's a mixture sometimes, like Dasya and Madhurya or whatever. Shanta and Madhurya cannot mix also. Sakya and Madhurya can mix to some degree. So there's mixtures sometimes also, but generally the devotees in the spiritual world don't change their relationship. Anything is possible in the spiritual world, of course, because the devotee has what is called satya sankalpa. Whatever he desires is fulfilled. So if today he says, I want to be a tree, he can be a tree. If tomorrow I want to be a cow, I can be a cow. Or I want to be a bird, I can be a bird. Or I want to be a gopi, I can be a gopi, or whatever like this. You could be anything you want, theoretically. But this would give rise to a lot of confusion also, because everybody keeps changing their positions all the time. That's one thing. The other is that generally the devotee is attracted to a particular relationship and he doesn't want to change that. He gets his happiness in that particular relationship. So therefore the cowherd boys have that relationship, they don't want to change that relationship. Uddhava is a servant of Krishna. He doesn't want to change that relationship. Even he sees the gopis and others in Vrindavan and he says, yes, I would like that type of relationship. He never aspires to be a gopi. He only wants intensity in his servant relationship, that's all, which is like intense as the gopi's relationship with Krishna. But he never aspires to be a gopi at all like that. So therefore, generally the people who are fixed in their relationships don't desire to change. In Shantarasa, there is that possibility. There is one type of Shantarasa where the relationship is very weak and not fixed, so therefore the person can change his relationship all the time. So he can express the Madhurya Rasa or some, the you know, Dasya Rasa or whatever, like this, whatever. But it's a very flickering type thing. It's not very strong and not very permanent. So he doesn't actually take those forms at all. Convenient to that. They're very fickle type of rasa, those rasas. Oh, well, well, depends. One could have a dasya relationship doing that. Servants do this, and by point for the servants are doing all this, you know, whatever. It could be a vatsalya relationship, where Mother Yasoda is doing this for Krishna. It can be Madhurya Rasa, where the gopis are also doing all these things, cooking for Krishna and feeding Krishna, whatever. It could be any relationship, actually, depending on the devotees. Of course, in our sampradaya, when we get into that relationship and particularize, then it becomes Raghunatha Bhakti.
Bhagavatam ki
jai
Sola Samaraj ki jai 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 Bhagavatam ki jai.